should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, "Well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's a cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig." I said, "I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did." And I'm too much rude. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
If you turned on CMT back in the early 90s when they were still playing music videos, you saw this guy's face a lot. With hits like She Took It Like a Man, Trashy Women, Queen of Memphis, and Daddy Never Was the Cadillac Kind, Danny Shirley and Confederate Railroad made quite a mark on country music. Confederate Railroad is still making new music today. They just released a new album last summer, and they'll be playing the best of it Saturday night at Riverfest in Thief River Falls. Danny Shirley is at a truck stop right now, bound for North Dakota, right, Danny?
That is it. Yes, sir. We're behind a truck stop in the middle of Wisconsin somewhere.
You've seen a lot of life from behind the windshield of a bus. What's it like to spend so much time on the road?
Well, that's true. I've been out here for 41 years, believe it or not, doing this. And, you know, about before Confederate Railroad, of course, we were the David Allen Coe Band for years. And if you went back before that, back in the 80s, we worked for Johnny Paycheck as his backup band. So I have seen a lot out here.
And those had to be guys that you looked up to growing up, David Allen Coe and Johnny Paycheck.
I was a big fan of that music. That whole outlaw movement there in the 70s, what really made me a country music fan with Waylon, Willie, and Coe, and Paycheck, all that bunch. After the first album hit big, I was working on the second album, and me and David Allen Coe were riding around Nashville. And, of course, you know how David can be, and he says, "I read this interview you did the other day, kind of ticked me off," and I laughed, and I said, "What did I say about you?" He said, "You told this guy you learn more about what not to do in the music business from me than what to do." He said, "Then I got to thinking and realized you were probably right." It was a great education, you know, working with those guys like I did all those years that I did. It's meant the world to me.
David Allen Coe's still out there making music.
Yeah, David's still doing good. We still stay in touch, talk all the time. And he's got a birthday coming up next month. I think he'll be, 77, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, happy birthday to David Allen Coe.
There you go.
Yeah, and your most recent album for Confederate Railroad came out last summer. It's called Lucky to Be Alive, and that's a pretty serious statement, Lucky to Be Alive. Is there more to that title than just the name of an album?
Not really. You know, I guess when you reach a certain age, every day you count your blessings a little more. You know, I didn't even really intend to make that album. The way that came about is a lot of these new acts are out now. Luke Bryan came to me one day when I met him and said, "If you only knew how many times I'd been sitting on a riverbank fishing, listening to Confederate Railroad CDs." Jason Aldean said, you know, when he was in high school, him and his buddies would play a club there in Macon, Georgia, his hometown, for every winter. And he said they were too young to get in, so they'd sit outside the back door and listen to the show every year. That was really cool to me. I remember when I met Waylon, and I told him, "Man, you're what got me into country music." And then, you know, 20, 30 years later, to have these kids come do it meant a lot to me. But I got to thinking, well, maybe I should write some stuff, some music, and pitch to these guys. So I started writing this album, and a buddy of mine from Sony heard what I was doing. And he said, "Why don't we just make a new Confederate Railroad record?" So at the age of 60, I got a new record deal with Sony. So that's hard to imagine these days.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's all generational, isn't it? Just like you were looking up to Johnny Paycheck, these younger guys are looking up to you guys now. You're the elder statesman.
I guess so. But it is cool, you know. You appreciate stuff like that. You know, I'm pulling for all these guys. I hope they all do good.
It's hacked up to Memphis. Young boy in my prime, I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Danny Shirley, the lead singer of Confederate Railroad. They'll be performing at Riverfest in Thief River Falls this Saturday night at 10:30. Well, the great thing about Confederate Railroad is that you can do a rowdy boot stomper like Trashy Women and then get really serious with a really well-crafted, great song like When You Leave That Way, You Can Never Go Back. I remember when I first heard that song, I just had goosebumps. Is that a goal for you and the band to kind of blend the serious side and the fun side?
Well, I always tried to do that. What I tried to avoid was being vanilla, where you're right there in the middle where, okay, here's a safe song that any country singer could have a hit with. Like on the serious side, I always leaned toward more family-based things like Jesus, Mama, Daddy Never Was Cadillac kind, instead of doing love songs like everybody does. And then on the other side, I like pushing a little bit with things like Trashy Women.
Let's go back to that first album in 1992. You guys had a bunch of big hits from that album. What was it like to hit that big right out of the box?
Well, it was really something. You know, we had, of course, been on the road for years with Coe and Paycheck. Then for us, finally, to be the ones out front doing the shows. One year, we did 273 dates, and that's a different city for every show. Not counting the days traveling, the days in Nashville. So we were, as soon as we got our shot, we really jumped on it. It was just great, man. I wouldn't take anything for those memories. The award shows, you know, the big crowds, you know, it was just so rewarding at that point.
The station that you're on right now, we're not a country station. We're a community station, and we play a good mix of music, lots of different stuff, including country. But country radio was a really big deal back in the early 90s, before the internet and everything. And country still makes up a large part of the radio stations out there. But today, there are way more ways to reach your fans than we could have ever even imagined back then. Do you guys use those new things like social media and streaming and those types of things to stay connected with your fans?
Well, I do my best to do that. Of course, my generation, you know, that's just all so foreign to me. You know, I know a lot of times I'll get something and I'll tell the people, I say, well, when my kids get home, I'll have them show me how to do this.
You know? Yeah, they are the tech support, aren't they?
There you go. Because, you know, that they've been around that their whole lives. And, you know, with people my age, it's like technology is just terrifying to us. But once we figure out how to do it, it's like, man, this is great. You know, the Facebook, our keyboard player is real good at that stuff, and he keeps our Facebook up to date. I don't, as far as the Twitter and all that, I don't know anything about all that. It is a really big tool right now, and it changes the whole way that not only of being a country music act, but as far as advancing your career and getting known, somebody that's coming out new and everything. You know, there's acts that I know of that's the way they got attention in Nashville. They say now that when they start looking at signing new acts, they know, well, how many Facebook followers you have and all this stuff. And, you know, it just changed everything.
I learned to drink like my old man, raised a lot of cane. I could say it was all his fault, but I've only got myself to blame. Got caught with another man's woman. He pulled a gun, lost his nerve. If he'd have killed me right then and there, I'd have got what I deserved. I'm lucky to be alive. It's only by the grace of God that I survived. Many times I should have been dead, spit in the devil's eye instead. I'm lucky to be alive.
We're talking with Danny Shirley from Confederate Railroad. They're going to be here in Thief River Falls for Riverfest Saturday night at 10:30. And Danny, when did you first know that you wanted to make your career in music?
I always kind of dreamed about it. I never thought at that point that it would have actually happened. Then as things progressed, I started playing there in my hometown of Chattanooga back in the 70s, just me and a guitar. And that took off pretty good. Then 5 years later, I put my first band together. And before long, we were the biggest crowd in town. Then we started, you know, traveling around the Southeast and everything, and it really just kept growing. And then it got to the point where, you know, I might really have a shot at doing this for a living, and I actually started applying myself more, and thank goodness everything worked out.
Well, you guys are taking a tour through the North Country now. You said that you're originally from Tennessee, right? And then you guys are based in Georgia?
Yes, I was born and raised in Chattanooga. And I live down in Dehrensville, Georgia now, which is about halfway between Atlanta and Chattanooga.
Well, now that you're driving through the North Country with stops in North Dakota and here in Minnesota, what do you like most about traveling through the northern U.S.?
Well, this time of year, I like it because it's a lot cooler than it is down south.
Yeah.
And no, it feels great. We've always had good fan support in this part of the country, and we only get to come here like maybe once or twice a year. And some places every couple of years. So it's always a good break for us to come up this way. You know, the people have always taken well to our music and I always enjoy this.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing from Confederate Railroad Saturday night. Danny, I know you got to get back on the bus, and I appreciate the time that you've taken to talk with us here today. And we'll see you Saturday night.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and we'll see you this weekend.
All right, Danny. Thanks again.
Okay, Mark. Thanks.
I remember waking to the sound of roosters crow, mama cooking in the kitchen, and Arthur Godfrey on the radio. Me and Dad were just like strangers, we never did see eye to eye. Came to blows one Sunday morning, so I packed my bags and I said goodbye. And when you leave that way, you can never go back. The train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never known. When you leave that way, you can never go home. Then I met a girl in Knoxville, always set our wedding day. Left her standing at the altar with a baby on. When you leave that way, you can never go back. A train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never owned, oh, oh. 'Cause when you leave that way, you can never go home. But I killed a man in Houston when he caught me with his wife, and I told the preacher man to leave me alone. When he came to read my rights, and he said, son, when you leave this way, you can never come back. A soul won't roll on a torn up track.